Twitter's on a tear, capping off a high-flying year in tech. From APM in New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for David Brancaccio. Twitter's stock price closed yesterday at a level that's almost triple its IPO price. The company's IPO was one of the biggest tech events of the year, and it's been a very hot 12 months for tech all around. We asked Ben Johnson, the host of our sister program, Marketplace Tech, to come on and talk about what's on deck for 2014. And that includes the idea that your TV and washing machine might be networked to one another, a concept nicknamed the Internet of Things. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Lizzie.
Look into the future for me. What is coming up? You're talking about it as the Internet of Things?
Yes. Well, as I look into my crystal ball, last year we talked about the Internet of Things a lot, right? About how devices, how your television is going to tell you when your washing load is done because your washer is going to ping your television. Your garage door is going to open for you magically when you drive up in your car and things like that. But there's a problem. All of these things, even though they're fitted with Wi-Fi now, even though they can all theoretically talk to each other, they now all need to speak the same language.
If you have all of these things that could maybe talk to one another, does it matter if they're all from the same company?
Well, it shouldn't matter theoretically, but it probably will, right? Because it's much easier for these things to talk to each other from the point of view of Samsung, for instance, in Samsung's sort of closed language. Now, I don't know if you own everything from the same company. I certainly don't. So how much will this help the consumer? Some consumers might get left behind if they don't all buy the same thing.
What else is out there? Other big ideas you see coming?
This year, I think we're actually going to see a lot of stuff happen in robotics. But this is about software. So we've got robots that do certain things, but we're going to start to see really intelligent software inform how these robots interact with the environment around us. And because of that, I think we're going to start seeing some very real robot options for people to use everywhere from healthcare to aviation, things like that.
Yeah, if you're a normal person, where could you see robots in your life?
Well, how much money you got on you? Because, I mean, look, most of the time the way that this works is you've got academic institutions working on robotics. You've got Honda working on robotics. You've got SpaceX, all these sort of companies spending a ton of money, right? But I do think that this coming year there will emerge some consumer options. But the consumers are going to have to be very wealthy. If you want a robot that's going to be your helper robot and take care of you when you're old, you might get an option, a very real option for that this year. But you're going to have to drop some major coin on it.
Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech, thank you very much.
Thanks, Lizzie.
I'm David Brancaccio. Marketplace is not some engulf and devour corporation. It is a nonprofit, and it is listener-supported. So to keep our coverage strong and relevant, what you could do is make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount will really help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by the end of this year.
The NFL season wraps up this weekend with several teams still in the hunt for a playoff spot. Fans are on social media pumping up their teams, talking a little trash. And social media is also part of the game for athletes. But of course, there are pitfalls. When a player's profile rises, so does the potential for miscues. But one rising NFL star is turning his social media habit into a business platform. From WBUR in Boston, Doug Tribou reports.
A group of social media marketing students at Emerson College was issued a challenge, tweeted celebrities to get them to visit. They chose New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman and tweeted invites at him with the hashtag Edelman2Emerson. And one night in late October, the man, also known as @Edelman11, showed up. The wide receiver told the class, social media is a great way to interact with fans, but players need to think before they tweet.
You got to be careful with social media, especially as an athlete, a person that's under the microscope.
Edelman's fifth NFL season has been a breakout year, but long before he became Tom Brady's top target, the 27-year-old started tweeting for fun.
the adage is true. You know, the harder you work, the luckier you get.
David Gerzoff-Richard is a marketing professor at Emerson. He says Edelman's growing social media stats, more than 130,000 Twitter followers and 90,000 Facebook likes, mirror his on-field performance.
He was working on a social media platform before he found himself in the limelight, and so I think he was very well positioned to be able to take advantage of that situation.
That's why Edelman hired the agency Super Digital.
The second you start doing traditional endorsement stuff, that's when everyone's going to get turned off.
Super Digital's creative director, Asaf Swissa, says you won't get coupons and promo codes from Edelman.
20% off and, you know, $5 off and that kind of thing, that's a bummer. That's not really what anybody wants to see.
Swissa says Edelman is personally involved in every post, so his personality shines through. That authentic style just helped him land an endorsement deal with Puma. But Super Digital's head of strategy, Alan Ringwald, says authenticity on social media is risky.
These are just people. Sometimes they have opinions, and sometimes those opinions aren't popular.
Social media strategy is all well and good, but Edelman says when it comes to picking up a lot of followers, nothing compares to scoring a touchdown. In Boston, I'm Doug Tribou for Marketplace.
The English word of the year is selfie, but in China, the character of the year is Fang, which stands for home. That's according to the Beijing Evening News. It's a reflection of the country's rising home prices. Homes are out of the reach of millions of average Chinese citizens. One important detail, no one in China technically owns a home. They all belong to the government, but most urban land is leased for 70-year periods. In New York, I'm Lizzie O'Leary with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.